Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine you're staring at a client's home loan application, right? And right there on page two, a phantom side hustle bonus just, well, magically appears out of nowhere.
Yeah, just enough to push the debt-to-income ratio into the green and secure that approval.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is, as of today, April 10, 2026, this isn't some futuristic sci-fi scenario.
No, not at all.
Based on the latest ASIC regulatory updates and Equifax's 2026 fraud report we're looking at today, this is just the daily reality of AI hallucinations in the Australian mortgage industry.
It really is. And, the stakes couldn't be higher for you as a listener, especially if you're in the industry. I mean, brokers are now writing almost 78% of all home loans.
Wow, 78%.
Yeah. And with 86% of those brokers relying on generative AI, we've got this massive systemic vulnerability. Algorithms are literally fabricating financial data.
But the legal hammer isn't falling on the developers, right?
Exactly. It's falling squarely on the human sitting in the chair.
Which, I mean, it makes sense when you think about what these tools actually do. Like, okay, let's unpack this. Using a traditional loan calculator is, it's like hiring a strict accountant. The math is just the math.
Right, it's deterministic.
But feeding loan docs into a large language model is, well, it's closer to hiring an overeager novelist. The model cares way more about a cohesive, readable plot than actual mathematical accuracy.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. The friction happens because we're forcing these probabilistic models to handle deterministic data.
Right.
So instead of just giving you the hard numbers, the system tries to bridge the gap and build a narrative. And the sources point out two distinct failure modes here.
Okay, what's the first one?
The first is intrinsic failure. This is where the AI simply ignores hard data on the page. Like, you'll upload a bank statement showing a clear $200 monthly buy now, pay later debt, but the model's output just claims zero undisclosed liabilities.
Right, so like bad OCR or dropped context. But man, the extrinsic failures are what really keep me up at night.
Oh, completely.
Because the AI isn't just missing data, it's actively trying to be a people pleaser by inventing a completely fabricated narrative.
Exactly. Say a gig economy borrower has, lumpy income. The AI spots that the debt-to-income ratio looks risky to a lender, so just invents a one-time employer bonus.
Or like a guaranteed salary bump or
All
something.
right, to smooth out the story. It reads beautifully, it looks highly professional, and it is entirely fictional.
Because it prioritizes the story over the truth, which has inadvertently weaponized the whole loan submission process. And we're seeing the fallout in real time in these reports.
Yeah, Commonwealth Bank and RB just uncovered $1.15 billion in home loans tied to AI-facilitated fraud.
A billion! That's wild.
Yeah, and it's not just the broker's tools messing up. Equifax is reporting a 25.5% surge in everyday people manipulating their own applications.
Well, yeah, because Gen AI is completely consumer-facing now. Borrowers are using the exact same tools to generate, like, flawless fake pay stubs or forged digital
The
passports.
shell company registries, you name it.
Which brings us to the most brutal part of this ASIC update. Under the best interest duty, you cannot outsource your liability to an algorithm.
You really can't.
If a machine hallucinates a lie, the broker is legally responsible. But, I mean, is that actually fair? The tech giants who built these models face zero consequences under their terms of
Well,
service.
now it's.
Yet a local broker gets their professional indemnity insurance yanked because a machine guessed wrong.
It might feel completely lopsided, but we just have to report what ASIC says. That is the reality of the 2026 regulatory environment. The liability bottleneck is always the professional firm.
So how do they survive?
Well, firms are being forced to build massive operational fences. They call it an intelligent automation framework. The main technical defense here is RAG.
Retrieval augmented generation.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of letting the model guess an answer from its broad training weights, RAG restricts the AI. It can only extract answers from explicitly provided, vetted source documents.
Like a specific client fact find or the bank's exact policy manual?
Exactly. But even with those fences, ASIC is pushing the maker-checker protocol. The AI drafts the application, but a human must systematically verify every single claim.
But wait, if you have to manually verify every single number the AI generates to avoid regulatory crosshairs, don't you just lose the 30-minute time savings that made you buy the software in the first place?
Well, you definitely lose some speed, but verifying a draft is still significantly faster than typing a credit submission from scratch.
Fair point.
And more importantly, if you try to skip that step by just dumping raw client data into a public LLM to save time, you trigger a massive 2026 Privacy Act violation. It's called data poisoning.
Oh, wow, because once it's in the public model, you can't delete it.
Right. It's functionally impossible. If a client requests their data be removed, the broker is staring down severe fines because they physically cannot comply.
So the real value proposition of a broker in 2026 has totally shifted. You aren't being paid to process documents at lightning speed anymore.
No, not at all.
You're being paid for professional judgment and ethical oversight. You can automate the workflow, but never the responsibility.
Which brings us to a crucial warning buried in the ASIC update. They're already sounding the alarm about 2027 when the industry shifts toward agentic AI.
Agentic AI. So systems that don't just generate text, but actually act, plan, and execute tasks autonomously.
Exactly. Acting on your behalf.
Think about the implications of that for a second. If your autonomous broker AI agent starts negotiating directly with a bank's AI credit assessor,
yeah,
who actually goes to jail when those two machines agree on a hallucinated lie, it really makes you wonder if that phantom side hustle bonus is just the tip of the iceberg.